It is time for us to chat with our Jessica Yoder and Sarah Bigley with Kelowna Realty Athlete of the Week. We're pleased to have with us right now on KCII Dakota Mitchell. She's a senior over at Mid Prairie High School in Wellman. She's been a member of the Golden Hawk volleyball team each of the last 4 years. She has been multiple times a All-River Valley Conference performer, and yet again this season she is a All-State selection. First team All-Class 3A in her senior season after helping Mid Prairie not only win the RVC but make it to the state tournament for the first time in 20 years. Dakota, congratulations. You've been a Conference Player of the Year at one point, again All-Conference, and now, as we said, All-State once again. What's it mean to have all those individual accolades?
Yeah, it just feels really good. Just like the back, like behind the scenes, hard work is getting paid off, and it's awesome. Like, I definitely could not have been there without all my teammates and coaches, but it's a big honor.
You are the rare type of libero to go out and grab that many type of honors, including a Conference Player of the Year, but you affect the game in a big way. You ended up with just shy of 2,300 career digs. You were top five in the state this year in that department. Have you always been a kind of a back row defensive player?
Yes, I have always been on the shorter side, so I've always been in the back row.
When did you have kind of the realization of, like, if I want to, not only if I want to play, I'm going to have to focus on defense, but I can excel in this part of the game?
Mm-hmm. Definitely my, like, second year of club volleyball was when I realized, like, okay, so this is going to be my job, and I'm going to do it the best I can to make my team best, because obviously I'm the first touch, so I'm trying to make my team best when it comes to that. So I think the second year of club is when I really started to focus and be like, this is going to be my job. I'm going to be the best that I can be at it to help my team.
We're talking with Mid Prairie's Dakota Mitchell, our Jessica Yoder and Sarah Bigley with Kelowna Realty Athlete of the Week. Once again, an All-State selection in Class 3A volleyball. On top of that, though, you've had a lot of success as somebody who helps this team from a serving perspective. You ended up with, I think, just over 190 aces in your career, 50-plus this year for a second straight season. So how much do you try to concentrate on improving on that end of things as well?
Yeah, serving is one thing that I can control specifically in the game from me as a player. So that's just one goal, is just always getting the serve over and being aggressive and focusing on hitting those seams between the players. And that's just a big thing during the game, is one thing I can control. So that's just one big thing, yeah.
It's resulted in a pretty great career for you, and there's going to be more volleyball ahead. Before you go to college, though, you actually had an opportunity to showcase what you could do one more time for Mid Prairie. You played at the Iowa Girls Coaches Association Senior All-Star Classic this weekend. How was that?
That was a lot of fun, actually. We practiced in the morning for about 2 hours. We got to know our team, get to know each other. And then we had this banquet during the middle of the day. We all got introduced. We got to sit with our team at the table. We got to eat with them. It was super cool. And then at night with game time, we got introduced again. We got medals with our names and coach and school on it. And we got to perform in front of everyone. And it was really fun being able to represent Mid Prairie and wearing that number 8 jersey one more time. I was super thankful for the opportunity. All the athletes I got to meet and compete against, they're great athletes and great people. It was a lot of fun and a super cool experience.
As somebody who has, it sounds like, played a lot of club volleyball, getting that level of talent, I'm sure, around you, it wasn't totally unfamiliar. It's something you're about to, I'm sure, walk into in the next couple of weeks, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. We start, I think, like the week after Thanksgiving, I believe.
And obviously, that's something you've, I imagine, been doing for a long time, where once that high school season ends, you jump right into it. And even more so because you're getting ready to go to the University of North Texas. I imagine it feels good to have that competition to keep you fresh and ready to go before, obviously, college season starts.
Yes. Club has definitely prepared me for the college level. My club team just this past year played at the National Division, which is the second division. And we did win nationals that year, or last summer. So it was a lot of fun, and it's definitely prepared me for college, because some of those girls that I'm playing against in club from different states, I'll play against when I'm in college. So it's just really nice getting into the competitive atmosphere at a super young age. I mean, I started playing club when I was, I don't even know, 9. So it's definitely helped me with confidence and just the exposure of the high-level athletes.
Talking with Dakota Mitchell of Mid Prairie Volleyball, our Jess Kioter and Sarah Bigley with Kelowna Realty, Athlete of the Week. The success that you had at Mid Prairie included, of course, obviously getting to state this year. What did that mean for you to be able to finish your career by being the first team in two decades to get to go to Coralville?
Yes, definitely. Freshman year, our whole class is like this, we're going to do it. We're going to go to state in one of our years, hopefully all four, but obviously it was just our senior year. All our entire team worked so hard this year. A lot of us play in the off season, prepared us for this season, this high school season, and we were just so honored to finally get the chance. Like, we wanted it so bad. We deserve it so much. We've worked so hard, and it was so awesome to finally get there and just compete in those bright lights in front of so many people from our community. They all showed up to support us, and it was really awesome.
And you got to do it, like you said, with seniors who you knew from the moment you guys started in high school, probably Gerhardt, Callie Huber, and so many others, and also a couple of juniors like a Jovi or some others that they've been with you most of the way in high school, too. So I imagine it's a lot of fun to go to state. It's more fun when you do it with players you've been playing with basically your whole life, right?
Yes, absolutely, 100%.
Well, before we go, that's kind of the last thing I would ask about, because you've got plenty of opportunities to do great things in volleyball going forward, but what are the memories that are going to stick out most to you about being a Golden Hawk?
Walking into practice every single day, literally, it's such a good atmosphere. Every single day, we start off with one thing, like a gratitude that we did this during the day, and we just say one thing that we did to help, like whether it's just the door or saying thank you or whatever. Like, just that positive atmosphere in the gym is one of the best memories. That's really the best, and just getting close with all the girls, obviously, but that's one of the best memories of being Golden Hawk.
Really hope that continues for you in Denton. Congratulations on an awesome career in Wellman, Dakota, and congrats on being our Athlete of the Week.
Thank you for having me.
That's Dakota Mitchell, Mid Prairie Golden Hawk volleyball senior. What an incredible career she had. Over 190 aces, nearly 2,300 digs. Yet again, is a Class 3A All-State selection this year. First team All-3A after helping Mid Prairie reach the state tournament in volleyball. Once again, an All-River Valley Conference selection as well for the Golden Hawks on the volleyball court. And our latest, Jessica Yoder and Sarah Bigley with Kelowna Realty, Athlete of the Week.